Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Since the last thing on the list of the previous Mishnah was forbidden relations, such as with one's daughter who is not his daughter from marriage, the beginning of the second Perek also continues to talk about something not related to the Masechta. We'll go sidetracked, and then from Mishnah Beis we'll return to the subject of our Masechta. In Dershin Ba'arayas B'Shalosha, it is forbidden to teach about the relations which are forbidden, which are not written explicitly in the Torah. So for example, one's daughter, who is not his daughter from marriage. One cannot teach about these laws to three or more people at the same time. The reason being that we are concerned that if, let's say, one of the people there asks the person teaching a question, and then the person teaching will start having a discussion with him, and meanwhile the other two people in the room, or more than two people, will start talking among themselves, and they will stop listening to the teacher with their full attention, and there is a danger that they are going to come to wrong conclusions and to permit certain relations which are forbidden as a result of them not listening properly. And because of that, one can only teach about these laws to one or two people at the same time, at maximum. One cannot teach about the creation of the world to two or more people. The Torah says, when somebody will ask about the first days, and it's written in the singular, when somebody will ask, which implies that one can only learn about this alone from his teacher, since one can easily get distracted. And instead of using the creation to strengthen his faith in Hashem, there is a danger that it will do the opposite. And so one needs to make sure that he has the full attention of his teacher, and that he learns about it properly, in the way that that danger will not exist. Some Mefarshim explain that we're not referring to learning about the creation itself, but more about what lies behind the creation, more Kabbalistic ideas, the names of Hashem. The point is that one can only learn this if he has the full attention of his teacher, and he is listening with full attention to him. V'lo Merkava, and one cannot teach and talk about the story of the Merkava, the chariot, in which Yechezkel went up to the heaven, and there is a very Kabbalistic part of Tanakh at the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, which describes what went on there, and there are deep secrets which are hidden within that story. So the Mishnah says that one cannot even teach B'yochid. One can't teach this to anybody, even to an individual. Elohim Kein Ayachacham, unless he was very wise and righteous, or maybe Midaitai, and understands himself. Once you start teaching it to him, he understands most of it and can relate to these deep ideas. Only if he is on the requisite level can you teach it to him, but otherwise it is forbidden to teach about these things to somebody who is not on the level. Anybody who looks deeply and thinks deeply into the following four things, it would have been better had he not come to the world. Thinking about these things can cause one to perhaps lose his faith in Hashem. It can also drive one crazy from thinking about these questions. Mala mala, what is above? What is above the world? Above all of the skies and the heavens, what's next? Mala mata, what's beneath the earth? Malafonim, what was before creation, before time was created? What was there before time? How can there be an existence without time? Malachram, what will there be after the world stops to exist? Since the world and time within the world is also a creation, so once that creation ceases to exist, what will be then? So these questions are things which we cannot understand, and it can drive somebody crazy, perhaps even cause him to doubt his faith. And so one should not think about these things. Anybody who literally doesn't have pity on the honor of his creator, meaning he shows that he doesn't care about Hashem's honor, and the Gemara explains we're talking about somebody who commits averus in secret. If there's people around, then he would never do that. But if he's by himself in his own room, so then he's willing to do averus, so he shows that he doesn't care about the honor of Hashem. He's, so to speak, denying that Hashem knows. And so the Mishnah says, it would be better for him had he not come to the world, because he's got to realize that at the end of the day, one is only in this world for a fixed number of years, and what other people think of you is so futile and pointless, but Hashem knows everything, and that's what will last. The mitzvahs and the averus which we do will last forever. One has to have that real realization and recognition of the presence of Hashem being there constantly.